movie nerd. Can you dig it? In movie nerds we trust. What do you put your trust in? Your currency, gold, or the knowledge? The people are coming at you right now. Movie nerds that think they know one thing more than you do. Just one more thing, one more thing, one more thing that you do that makes them a nerd. Oh, sweet and sour.
Welcome to A Movie Nerds We Trust, the movie recommendation podcast for nights when you're not quite sure what to watch. I'm your host, Christopher James.
I'm Quincy Staker.
And before we get started, you guys know I'm a comedian, but I'm a fan of comedy. So wherever you're at locally, be sure to support local comedy. Go to those venues. Go to those shows. October 21st through the 22nd at Downtown Wise Guys in Salt Lake. Dan Cummins is going to be there. 7 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. both nights. $20 at the door, and he actually just started a new podcast on iTunes called Time Sucks, so be sure to check that out as well. And October 21st at Sandy Station, Abby Harrison is headlining, 8:30 p.m. featuring Tanner Nicholson and Kean Clark. And of course, past guest Natasha Maurer is going to be headlining Wise Guys November 3rd, so get your tickets for that. Also, past guest Mateen Stewart, his comedy album Let's Get Mateened is on iTunes. We actually recorded that a year ago. I got to open for that show. Natasha, other past guests, Jason Harvey got to open for that at the 50 West in Salt Lake. So it's a great album. Mateen did a great job, so get that on iTunes. Quincy, hello.
Hello.
How are we?
I'm better than I was last week. How
yeah,
are you?
You were sick.
I was.
You were sick, yeah.
Yeah.
It's this fucking cold weather.
Yeah.
It's like once the coldness rolls in, it just saps the life out of you.
Well, I feel like it's like, you know, they start announcing flu shots and everyone goes out and gets them and everybody gets sick.
Okay.
Like, I really do feel like that's what happened because I was around a bunch of people at my work who were like, I'm going to go get my flu shot. And then, bam, I was
those,
sick.
Those dumb fucks.
You know.
They make us in our schools.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I as soon as the, like, weather hits cold, I get feverish for like 3 days. Mm-hmm. And then I drank a shit ton of green tea and I'm okay.
Yeah,
but then I get angry at the cold.
My whole thing is like, I know green tea is good for you and I drink a lot of it, but I'm not
sure
much of a tea drinker anyways, because it's, I don't know, tea's always just been weird to me.
I get that. I like to pretend that I'm an angry old British woman when I drink tea.
See, if I could have a little teacup and do it that fun way, then I would probably enjoy
yeah
it more. But where I was last week, when I was actually able to make it into work, I was just drinking it out of like the styrofoam cups they have in the break room.
You have to make tea in events.
Yeah.
You have to have
yeah
a party.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's why I always put my teacup on a doily.
That's aww right. Even if it's a personal party, just yeah that little touch.
Yeah.
Well, I saw your pictures on Facebook. You were like doing like a costume thing. Like,
yes.
What was that about?
They had the Halloween Expo this weekend.
Oh,
and they
yeah
had
shit
a face-off booth for the TV, the
with
reality
with John Travolta
show
and Nicolas Cage?
No.
Oh, shit.
That's what everyone says. Apparently not a lot of people have heard of the show. It's a reality
then
show on Sci-Fi, and it's kind of a competition between makeup artists.
Oh, shit.
And people who do, like, the extreme makeup and everything
okay
like that. So they had some of the past contestants there, and they needed models to do, they were doing, and I cannot think of the word for the life of me, but we were up on stage, and they were, like, they had us up there for about an hour just having the makeup artist do the makeup for a little while, and then finished them back down at the booth. So it was kind of like a example, I guess.
Like a showcase?
Yeah, a showcase
okay
of just the different types of makeup that
oh
they
nice
did and everything. Mine was
awesome
really fun.
Any movies, scary movies you've been partaking? It's Halloween season.
Not really, actually. I haven't watched a lot of scary movies
really
this year. I watched Crimson Peak the other night. That's about
I still have yet
one
to watch that.
That was pretty good. When it first came out, it came out this time last year.
Yeah, you were kind
and
of
I was
angry
kind
about
of
it
like
last year.
Well, I think I was just like, I don't really get what Guillermo del Toro was trying to get at, but then I've watched it numerous times recently
okay
and it's making sense now because there is a line in the movie because the woman, the main character, she's a writer and the story that she's writing is a ghost story and she explains to her husband like what it's about and it's like, oh, that's what the movie's about too.
Ooh.
So it's kind of like,
damn it, I need to yeah watch that.
It's good.
I
so
watched
I like
Cooties. I think I mentioned this last week. I watched Cooties.
Mm-hmm.
Great. comedy horror movie. I watched Idle Hands again. I have to watch that once a year.
Mm-hmm.
Nice Devin Sawa movie. His hands possessed.
I've actually never heard of that one.
Really? It's great. Yeah. I saw it in junior high. It's awesome. But before we get into more Halloween stuff, I want to introduce our guest. Episode 98, Can't Fight the Moonlight. Yes, I know that's a reference to Coyote. I don't care. It's a great movie. It fit with the title because it's werewolf movies. They can't fight the moonlight. It fits. Who am I gesturing to?
I don't know. Who even cares for them?
Well, I'm gesturing to the audience who don't get it. Anyways, Madison Lindgren, local artist, model, teacher, and
a plethora. Of
thank you.
But there's a word. Of all trades.
Renaissance woman. Yes. Of sorts. Yes. There you go. How are you, Madison?
I'm very well. Thank you.
Welcome to the show. Oh, I like you. Saying it that way. I don't know why. Tell us a bit about yourself.
What do you want to know? I do all sorts of shit, I guess I could say.
Well, yeah, you listed a lot of things that you do.
Mm-hmm. This month's been really busy with Halloween, lots of shows coming up, lots of performances.
Oh,
I was
nice.
Supposed to be at the expo,
oh.
But I got sick with strep from those little monsters that I teach.
Mm.
I know, fever of 102 while I'm trying to make puppets, shaking like, it's not happening. But yeah.
I feel like that happened at a tuberculosis hospital in the 30s.
Yes, that's how it starts.
I guess. I wasn't there. I can only assume.
You're just trying to help.
Yeah, well, puppets help everything.
Right?
Especially if they're vulgar puppets.
If they're what?
Vulgar puppets.
Yes.
I don't know why. I just, something about a puppet and felt that tells somebody to go fuck themselves. I find it amusing.
We all do. We all love it.
Anyways, go ahead. Tell us a little bit more. What are some of these great things that you do? You do artistry, you do modeling. You know, you mentioned that as your day job, you teach. Mm-hmm. What are some other cool things that you're doing?
Well, I'm a puppeteer, which is why I was teaching puppets as part of my art classes, because I always try to incorporate my personal loves. So I've brought in belly dancers to the shock of the whole school community because they could see their stomachs.
Oh my God.
I know.
Those
my gosh.
Hollets.
Right, exactly. Never did that again, but it was fun. Yeah.
I'm gonna learn about bellies sometime.
I know.
Better they learn it in school than on the streets.
Well.
Listen, little kids are perverts, by the way. Can I say? When I was in third grade, I was having a sexy leg contest with the girls on the recess.
Did you win?
Well, no. I was judging.
Oh! Were...
I also looked
I totally thought he was a part of it.
So
too.
Did I.
I was like, sexy there leg you contest.
Go. No, I was judging a sexy leg contest and also
lucky
the teacher.
Dude.
Yeah, I can't do that now. Just maybe in my mind. Just like, oh, yeah, it's done. There you go.
There you go.
You know what that always reminds me of? The lists guys used to make in like junior high and high school after they broke up with their girlfriend to make them jealous. And like, they would like rate body parts of other girls, like who had the hottest butt and who had the sexiest eyes. There were a lot of guys in my high school.
Well, those
that
guys
I never
are dicks.
Heard of this.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it either.
Yeah.
I mean,
it always happened. That's why I said earlier, it always happened like after one of them broke up with someone.
So it's like, oh, hey, me and Vicky broke up. But guess what, Vicky? Debbie has great tits and you'll never have Debbie's breasts.
They're an 8.
Mm-hmm.
You're a 3.
Oh, shit. And it's a magic number. See, it's 3. Yeah. It is a magic number.
Comedy and threes.
It's true. I actually got in trouble as a kid looking up sex in the dictionary.
I did that all the time.
Yeah, well, the teacher found out, and they're like, no!
How did she find out? Were you like, were you highlighting it or something?
No, I gathered a bunch of children with me, and I was like 7. I was like, hell, look, sex.
Well, yeah,
this
you
is what
don't,
sex is.
You don't do it when... with a bunch of other children. You just keep that to yourself.
They stunted my education, which is why it took me so long to lose my virginity.
You know what?
Yeah.
I can back you up on
me
that.
Me too.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Anyways, sorry, we're getting distracted. You do puppeteer stuff. That's awesome.
Yes, I do. I'm actually working on stilting right now.
Oh,
how to
nice.
Stilt. I want to make one of those like crazy monster four-legged stilt creatures. So I built my own stilt. That was my most recent accomplishment. Yes.
It's awesome.
I think in the theater world, they call that bread and puppet theater.
That's a company here. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. I have never met them, but I've always wanted to get into touch with them to do stuff with them.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to be doing some puppetry at FearCon coming up on the 28th.
I'm so about that. I don't know if I'm going to go.
I'm excited because it's with Voodoo. Voodoo Productions is putting all of these performers together for Fear Alley. So there's going to be like stilt walkers and hoopers and clowns and puppeteers. And it's going to be fantastic. Well, at least I'm really excited about it. And Miss FearCon, the competition, is happening. And my friend's in that.
Oh, who's your friend?
One of my friends kept trying to get me to sign up for that.
She's amazing. Nice.
One of your friends tried to get you that?
Yeah. I'm not a beauty pageant type of person.
I think it's
it's fierce.
I know. In all honesty, I procrastinated on it and missed the deadline to sign up for it, so I couldn't.
If you were to do it, I could see you being like the receptionist from Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
I feel like you could pull that off really well.
But you'd have to do the whole separate the head from the body thing.
No, I think she just had like cut wrists.
I think I'd rather do
magician's assistant. Didn't she have her head next to her butt?
That was the magician's assistant.
Oh.
Well, you're sorry.
I'd rather do like Ash from the Evil Dead or something like that.
Like Girl Ash?
Yeah.
Like my Ash. Friend Shelby over there. Okay. I can see that.
Yeah, I can roll with
that. Have you been watching any scary movies besides the ones that we're talking about tonight?
Well,
that's what I'd like to ask everybody.
I don't have a ton of time for movies.
Sure.
So I watched the ones for tonight because I was super stoked about werewolves. But besides that, like, I'm just constantly running around doing stuff.
Nice.
I'm always, after school, there's always something to do.
So, I mean, you mentioned, you know, kind of doing artistry and modeling. What got you into those fields?
Oh, my goodness. So I'm a performer. I belly dance. I go out and do like weird skits and get hired for mask work and veil work and all sorts of crazy things. A lot of circus shows are like, hey, come do this thing. And I'm like, hey, all right. So through the performing connections I have, my friends were like, there's this pinup contest happening. And I said, pinup? And they said, yes, you'd be perfect. And I said, I really don't know what that's all about, but I'll give it a go. So I went to, I submitted photos to the Miss Autorama 2016 Southtown Expo Center Pinup Contest, and I got in.
Nice.
And then I went, and I won first place in my first contest ever doing anything like
that's
that.
That's pretty awesome.
And I was like, I guess I'm good at this. So then it just exploded. After that, it was just like, and this, and connecting with all these different photographers, different car shows, different, just opened all of these doors, and it's just not stopped since. And you have to push, right? You can't just let it sit there, but it's been amazing. And Sketch Cabaret actually got a hold of me, and I do a ton of modeling with them, and their event after is happening on the 21st at the Metro. So after the gallery stroll, everyone should head down to check out some awesome Halloween costuming, makeup, models, bring your sketchbooks, hang out,
listen
to some spooky
awesome.
Music. It is awesome. They put on some great events.
Nice.
Yeah.
I know, you know, Halloween's coming up. I was actually going to ask everybody, what are they dressing up as?
Well, I haven't decided. For my gigs, I know.
Okay.
But for a party, I don't know. And on the 31st, I'm going to be doing Rocky Horror Picture Show because my friend James is...
Christian Morris?
Yeah! He does it every year.
He does.
And so I have to go support him. Huh?
I love Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah! So I'm going to be a sexy transvestite on Halloween.
Nice.
I know that. I don't know, besides what I'm doing for my gigs.
Yeah. Well, that's Halloween, so you'll be dressed up on Halloween.
Yes.
What about you, Quincy?
I don't know.
I feel like they don't have a heart of Halloween this year.
Well, like, for my work, we're doing a group thing, so I'm doing Poison Ivy for that, but I can't decide if I really want to do that as my main costume either. I've got Louise from Bob's Burgers, and then some friends have suggested Lady Deadpool and... David Bowie as well, like a Ziggy Stardust David Bowie.
I can see you
so
rocking
David
Bowie.
So I can't decide.
There's a lot of people doing David Bowie. I have people,
and that's the thing is that I don't want to. I've always been a fan of David Bowie, and I don't want to do it this year because I know there's going to be a lot just because so he passed many. Away this yeah. year.
Do Bowie pool.
Hey.
Well, see, if I did Deadpool, I would definitely want to do Ferris Bueller Deadpool.
Oh yeah.
Because that's the best of the Deadpools.
That's true.
I don't know. Sailor Pool's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I just like hybrids. Everybody's telling me I can't decide between this or this. So I'm telling them to mash it up.
Yeah.
Like,
put them together.
Yeah. This, my friends at work, they're a couple, and they're like, oh, we don't know if we want to be, you know, Lilo and Stitch or Ash and Pokemon, like mm-hmm. Pikachu. It's like, mix them together.
Yeah.
Pika Stitch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wear a Hawaiian Ash shirt.
Be Pikachu, but be blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. It works. I'm pretty excited about my costume. So much, in fact, that I spent an hour and a half taking photos in my apartment. I was very excited about it. I did poses and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing a makeshift Spider-Man costume.
Hey!
Yeah.
Yes.
So I got this collector's edition hoodie that was supposed to be like Spider-Man's like makeshift costume for Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't show it. So I got that, the mask and the gloves. And it turned out pretty great. Mm-hmm. It's European size, so mm-hmm. it's a little tight in the front. So I've been extra dieting and extra exercising to, you know, slim down.
See, yeah, I've got a corset for my Poison Ivy thing that I bought from Hot Topic, and I'm very, very nervous about it because it's really tight.
Corsets are meant to be tight, yeah. though.
I don't know how people wear those
It's
things.
Not like an actual corset. Like, it clips in the front, and then there's just, like, a little bit of a tie in the back.
So you don't have to deal with any steel bones. Those things will...
Yeah.
They're serious business.
Oh, what? Steel bones?
Real corsets will have steel boning, and they'll keep you... completely upright. Mm-hmm.
That sounds horrible.
They're, yeah. mm-hmm. Well, it depends on what you like and what you're into. But.
Well, I mean, I think girls look very hot in them, but I mean,
they're
I can
not
only...
comfortable, no.
Yeah, mm-hmm. no, I wouldn't want to wear one.
You can't really sit unless you want your boobs right under your chin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, mine would hit me right in the face.
That's the thing I'm nervous about. I'm going to have to wear, like, a shirt underneath mine for work because that is not work approved.
Cleavage is not approved.
No.
Yeah. I get that. I'm kind of nervous to bring mine to work because it has a mask and I can't really wear it. And then people are like, oh, put on your mask.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to put it on 80 fucking times a day. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I found out, shockingly, because I'm such a huge Halloween nerd, and I'm like, every year I've taught, I've done like this huge costume, and I've been so excited, and I've walked around and done the things. And this year I'm sitting in a staff meeting, and everyone's like, Halloween, and they have these grimaces on their face, and I look at them and I'm like, you're elementary school teachers, what's wrong with you? And they're just like, no dressing up, they're not gonna dress up in class, we're not gonna hand out candy, blah blah blah. And I was like, I thought everyone liked Halloween. No, I have been under
this year
a false
nobody
assumption,
seems
assumption,
yeah
particularly
I feel like no one's
excited
interested.
For
I haven't
it.
Heard about any barely any parties. No one's doing that many costume-like contest stuff.
See, I've been invited to a lot of parties this year, but I'm a little skeptical because I went to a Halloween party last year and nobody was dressed up.
Oh, yeah, I hate that.
Literally, nobody was in costume. Like, me and one other person was in costume, but that guy left, like, 5 minutes after I got there. So then
it's just like, fuck
me.
This shit. Yeah. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I like to think Halloween is a great time, not only because of the costumes, but I like to go grocery shopping on Halloween and see just all these random people in costumes shopping, and it makes me think that I'm in a fantasy land and I'm also on acid.
All at the same time.
Yeah, it's like, oh wow, werewolves like
two birds
frosted
with
flakes.
One stone.
Yeah.
What?
Two birds with one stone.
Yes.
It's great. It makes you feel like you're on drugs.
Well, do you think that werewolves like frosted flakes the best?
Maybe. Maybe they like Raisin Bran.
Oh, Cocoa Puffs.
Well, that's a cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
But
maybe, I don't know.
Cuckoo.
You know, Fruity Pebbles? I don't know.
I was at Walmart the other day and I saw Count Chocula and Boo Berry and Frankenberry cereals.
Oh, the good old
and
cereals.
And I didn't buy any of them. I'm very disappointed in myself.
They just come out around Halloween, right?
The Boo Berry and Frankenberry do. Sometimes you'll see Count Chocula around. But the other two are just seasonal.
I don't feel like this costume is going to, what is the word? Yeah. I don't feel like it's going to wow as much people as my costume did last year.
Mm-hmm.
My Alan from The Hangover. I have yet to bust that out at a Comic-Con.
You have to.
I need to. I don't want to dress up because I want to get pictures with people and autographs.
Yes, your wall.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like, why is Zach Galifianakis pictured with, Robert Englund? Well, I don't know. They were both there. Why not?
Two birds with one stone.
Yeah.
Bring them together. Mash up.
I never got that expression until I was older.
The two birds with one stone?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like, why do you want to hit birds with stones? You a serial killer?
No.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're just outside of your window at 5 o'clock in the morning and they're annoying.
Mm. Yeah. You got a hangover. Yeah. Birds are chirping. You don't want to hear that. Nobody even wants to be in clean air when they're hungover. Yeah. So I've been hearing this thing. Like, there's a lot of, clowns popping up, terrorizing people.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, people wanting to literally kill clowns.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
Because of this, yeah. And all the stores are pulling their clown masks. And
yeah, it's crazy.
It's not okay, because some of my really good friends are clowns, and I'm like, hey, you're doing it wrong. This is
the
problem.
You are putting their lives in danger.
Exactly. And, like, they make a career out of this.
Back yeah. Well, you look at this way. It's been almost 30 years since it came out. You know, just even longer since John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah.
So people are like, oh, we can be comfortable with clowns again. Maybe I'm a retired clown and I want to bust the costume out and entertain kids. And
then no.
Yeah. And then as soon as the guy does it, you know, it's fucking killer clowns. And he's like, fuck.
And this would all make sense if, you know, the It remake was coming out this year or something like American Horror Story had a clown theme or whatever, but it's just so
it seems unprovoked.
Random.
Like, where did this come
there
from?
There is a guy dressed like Batman chasing them away, which I think is pretty great.
Yeah, I've heard about that. That's
by the way,
pretty awesome.
Speaking of It, I was at Walmart 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
They have cheap Halloween movies. Mm-hmm. I love it. I buy them. This kid, maybe like 20, he's like, oh, Stephen King's It. It's a cool, that looks great. And the other kid's like, oh, I heard it was awesome. And he's like, yeah, it's a killer juggalo. And I just lost faith in humanity and the youth. And I smacked it out of his hands and I said, no, you stupid son of a bitch. I'm very passionate about
movies. I can tell. I noticed this last week. I saw your post about it.
I hate juggalos. Pennywise is not a juggalo.
No, not by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
Is it possible the kid was maybe joking? Or?
No.
No, he was dead serious.
Well, they think of their frame of reference, though.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Could you imagine Pennywise as a juggalo, though?
Good lord.
We all float down here, bro. We're ninjas. Fuck that shit. Oh, my God. Anyways, let's get started.
That is a great
I had to share that story. It was just bugging the shit out of me.
Yeah, for
real. Our first movie is the 2005 werewolf classic Cursed. With Christina Ricci, Jesse Eisenberg, Portia de Rossi has a credit in the beginning of this movie, and she's barely in it.
Yeah.
Like, as does, what's his name? He plays himself. Scott Baio. Scott Baio has a credit in the opening movie, and he's barely in it either. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Like, Portia
de Rossi. The bigger names will always, 90% of the time will always get a good billing on a film, even if they're only in it for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But Portia didn't even have, a wraparound. She was there and, didn't even have, a little blurb where, she was haunting the lady.
No.
Listen to what
she
said.
She has two scenes.
Yeah. Gone.
And she's like, yeah, I know. There's this get up. I have the gift. You're cursed. I'll see you. I'm going to go date Ellen.
Right.
Which is great.
Fabulous.
Which is great. I thought they made a great couple.
There
I'm sad
go.
That
Ooh,
they broke
do.
Up.
Oh, did they break up?
They haven't broken
what?
Up.
What?
I thought they did.
No,
what?
They're still married.
Okay, great.
Don't scare
I take it back.
Don't scare us like that.
Okay.
That was scarier than the
that
movie.
Would be big news. I would know if Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi broke up.
Maybe
that would be
it was
big
a rumor.
News.
I don't know.
There was a rumor for a while.
Okay,
but
maybe that's what I heard.
You can't believe Us Magazine.
I don't read it. I get my news from Facebook.
You can't believe Facebook.
I can't, no. I actually saw a movie with Ellen in it, an old movie. I got that Starz app so I could watch mm-hmm. Ash versus Evil Dead. It was Ed TV.
Oh, yeah, with Matthew McConaughey.
I had to watch it. All right, I got my own TV show. It's like a weird Matthew McConaughey friend dresser.
He, she's the producer of a struggling TV channel.
Yeah.
They're trying to do a show, and they decide to do 24 hours in the life of, and they'll choose a new subject. Yeah. And then they find this guy played by Matthew McConaughey, and everyone just loves him. So then they just start filming every aspect, every single day of his life.
I thought it was funny.
And
they called it True TV, and there is a True TV in this era.
Yeah.
Hey, back to Curse. Yes. I kind of like this movie, not only because it's a modern take on the whole werewolf thing. Also, I see a lot of familiar places in L.A. that I've been to, like in Hollywood and stuff. I was like, oh, I've been there. I've been there, too. And I also really like, because I think this is a Wes Craven vehicle, because he's directed this.
And Kevin Williamson wrote the script, too.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
But not only do I like this, I also like the subtle humor in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not to mention, you know, the brother, Jesse Eisenberg, he's a little bit too jumping the gun about, I'm a werewolf.
He seems a little too comfortable with it. Like, especially in the scene after the dog turns into a werewolf and chases him out of the house in the car. And he's like, I told you I was a werewolf. And he's like, you were serious about that? Yeah. End scene. And I was just like, all right.
Yeah.
I guess we're all comfortable with the fact that Jesse Eisenberg is a werewolf now.
Well, he's getting into his transformation is when, you know, he has a hot guy hairdo and everybody, once they get bitten by anything supernatural, they become hot. All
super
of a sudden.
Sexy. Yes.
Yeah.
It comes with the territory.
I guess. I don't know. I do really like that scene, though, when he jumps over the bleachers and just confidently strolls down. And they're, at a, wrestling match. And they're like, oh, you want to get with this? Oh, yeah, let's do this. He's getting overly confident. He's, telling the bully, let's go away. I'm trying to talk to these ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And talk to your lady.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. His beard? I don't know.
Think so. And then he was like, totally comes around. He's like, I'm gay and you're the only one who understands me.
It takes one to know one.
Right?
Yeah. And he's like, oh, no, I'm a werewolf. You're attracted to me because I'm a werewolf.
Probably
he just throws the werewolf card out there
all the time, yes. I wouldn't divulge that constantly. Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't. Whatever happened, it's just like
it's kind of like in Teen Wolf. It just doesn't make sense. When why would he keep going to school when he's turning into a werewolf?
Are we talking Michael J. Fox?
Yeah,
I almost said Michael Jackson. I don't know why.
You did.
Yeah,
the movie. That's the one thing that never made sense to me about Teen Wolf is if you're turning into a werewolf, why are you still going to school?
They just keep doing what they were doing before.
It was the '80s. Everybody was on cocaine. They didn't care.
Everyone looked like a werewolf anyway.
Yeah.
After the weekend.
I think he's just because he was a super dweeb and then he, you know, he wolfs out and everybody loves it.
But that's how
Well, nobody sees him wolf out. He doesn't really go to a almost full transformation till the end. But one thing.
Well, my point was Michael J. Fox keeps going to school and he's turning into it and Jesse Eisenberg keeps just telling everybody that he's a werewolf. And I'm just like, I think people in a normal universe would think that you were crazy.
Yeah, hey, you just knocked my books. I'm a werewolf, fucker. I'm not going to pay this parking ticket. I'm a werewolf. You know what I could do to you? This movie has some pretty grisly kills, too, by the way.
Yeah, it did.
I mean, there's the beginning where, Shannon Elizabeth, half her body gets thrown at
Christina Ricci. No, that was Christina Shannon Ricci. Elizabeth, yeah. Wasn't it?
It's crazy. I do love Drudy Greer in this movie. Mm. I love her in everything I see her in.
She's great.
Oh, yeah. But, she ends up being the werewolf that's, eliminating all the ladies because she wants to, date Joshua Jackson, who is also, he was born a werewolf.
Mm-hmm.
Does that even work, though?
Yeah.
How are you born a werewolf? Wouldn't your werewolf parents devour each other before that point?
No, they probably just had wolf sex. howling at the moon, at a Burning Man. It's like, I'm on ecstasy. Ooh, yes. That's the werewolf baby. It's cubs. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
They didn't teach us werewolf sex ed in school.
They should have that Halloween. If I taught sex ed, I'd be like, all right, we're learning about the sex of paranormal creatures.
Yeah. You can use your puppets.
October. Exactly.
I feel like puppets should be used for sex ed. I would have laughed through the whole thing.
Yes. Well,
maybe developed a puppet fetish in bed because it's subconsciously stuck in there.
Or you could always have gummy bears, so that way you can get rid of the evidence quickly if someone comes into the room.
Like gummy bears?
Use the gummy bears as sex ed.
When I was bored at a job I used to work at, I used to use gummy bears and have gummy bear drama theater.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
We were doing that up at the cabin on the short film I was working on a couple weekends ago. That's why I bring it up.
Because
eventually when you're eating gummy worms and you're immature adults, you go into the sexual innuendos with the gummy bears and everything.
I did that with my Stretch Armstrong. I would take his arm and bend it through his legs. It's like, oh, it's Stretch Dick.
Wow.
Oh my God, you're perverted. What can I say?
It's part of your appeal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess. It's appealing to, 5% of the people who understand that it's out of humor. Not needing me to get a psychiatrist or a therapist. Because I still find farts funny at 31 years old. Sorry.
Jeez.
Yeah, ugh. I love Judy Greer in this movie. Not only that, because you find out, again, she's a werewolf, but there's that part with Christina Ricci and Jesse Eisenberg, after the whole werewolf attack, to where they're like, oh, who else is here? Oh, she's a skinny bitch and, she's bony. And then you just see the werewolf pop out and it's flips everybody off, fuck you!
That is so great. But it's like up high, right? Through the window. And she's speaking really, really loud.
Yeah.
Which, I love that part.
Did you notice too, she's trying to get away and she's like, oh shit.
Yes.
I love that. But she's great in this movie. She's she plays that bitchiness really well.
Mm-hmm.
And I love her in Archer. She's great in Archer too.
Yeah.
But she's great in everything I've seen her in. She's been in a
Jawbreaker. Have we talked about that movie on
here?
We
haven't. That is a great movie.
I'm kind of surprised. It seems like something Rachel would have brought up.
It's a future for sure. Teen Screams, maybe, or something. I don't know. I want to talk. I haven't seen that movie in 10 years.
I like Rose McGowan.
I do. I had a crush on her as well. A weird sex scene with Marilyn Manson with no makeup. That always tripped me out.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Marilyn Manson's having sex with her on the bed while the body is underneath.
Oh, that's right. He was an extra in that.
Yes.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. She's in 13 going on 30. Forgot about that. And she's Kitty Sanchez in Arrested Development. God, I haven't seen that movie in a long time. Or that show. Oh, yeah, she's Fatty Magoo and It's Always Sunny. I just love going through people's, I get very excited about these things. And she's in 27 Dresses. Blech. Anyways, let's get back to that. I also kind of love the dynamic between Christina Ricci and Jesse Eisenberg.
Mm-hmm.
She's our parents are dead. And, it's be a normal teenager. Have your friends pick you up. He's like, no, I'm a loser. I have a dog. My dog's my best friend.
Yeah.
They kind of have that, she's like, I don't know what to do with you, and I'm not mom and dad. That kind of weird argument that they have in the kitchen. But he just, starts just getting obsessed with this werewolf stuff, and apparently everything
almost instantly, too.
How did he know?
I don't know. He saw a big wolf. And then he Googled wolf attacks, and it came up werewolves.
Because that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good old Google. Why don't everybody go to the fucking library anymore?
I'm
going to
Google this and see if that is actually WebMD for wolves, right?
Wolf attack in
dog bite
California,
werewolves.
I think, is what he searched. But then he's like, everything he finds is the correct information, the little
pentagram
dots
on
his
hand. Yeah.
Did you notice, by the way, that there's a pentagram and lights on that, scene cutting towards the highway?
No.
Yeah. Then you have a good old Smash Mouth opening title, which is great for a werewolf movie.
Nothing about werewolves.
Did you do werewolf attacks in California?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did wolf attack in California. I see list of wolf attacks in North America.
Okay.
Frequently asked questions about wolves, California Department of Fish and
Wildlife?
Yeah, wildlife.
There
Thank
it is.
You. Wolf killed by poacher in Oregon has ties to California.
Okay.
California appears to have another roving wolf. Wolf attacks teacher. That's a YouTube video, but I'm pretty sure it's just like a video, like a made up thing. And that is it. Oh, wait. Wolf attack, a tragic cautionary tale. Wolves, California Wolf Center. Study wolf attack, still leading cause of death in U.S., according to The Onion.
Well, then that's a fake news story.
Yeah. And wolf attack on dog caught on video.
So nothing about werewolves.
Even nope. Around Halloween.
Nope. Not even like the related searches have anything about werewolves.
Maybe he was already searching about werewolves and Google knew his search history, so it brought it up.
Maybe.
Or maybe in California, they have like a really like a good like Google search thing. Like, you know, werewolf Google ad space. Like, werewolves are paying for ad space on Google, so they bump it up.
Bony yeah. The bony bitchy ones.
Yeah. Oh, God, I still love that part.
Because if it was around Halloween, that would make some sense. They needed some advertising.
I guess. I just felt like he found
out... For hire.
Yeah. I just felt like he found out all the werewolf stuff too early.
Yeah.
And then you got this...
It's only a 97-minute movie, though.
It is.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Well, I got the unrated version, so I think it's a little bit longer.
Wow, that's
But true. Here's the thing about this movie, is I do feel like everything does happen fast. He's like, oh, I'm a werewolf, And he's, like, testing stuff out, you know, mm-hmm. waking up naked in the bushes the next morning.
Because that always happens.
That's the
because
thing. That's the theme.
Because when you're a werewolf,
theme.
Your clothes just can't off. Automatically stretch out with your sure. body.
Like the Hulk. The yeah. Hulk's pretty yeah. good at, you know, keeping his bits
Spandex.
In place. Yeah.
Nobody wants to see a green swinging dick.
I mean, no.
I think Hal Sparks had a great comment, like, that on I Love the 80s when they were talking about American Werewolf in London. And, you know, when he's turning into a werewolf first and, like, all of his clothes come off and you just see everything. And I think his comment was, I think when you're a werewolf, your clothes should automatically be able to stretch with your body and form into the fur and everything.
Yeah, prepare.
Yeah.
J. Jonah Jameson's son, who turns into Man-Wolf, has a stretchy costume and it works. If you know your comic books, kids.
Always dress in spandex.
Yeah.
Moral of the story.
Yeah. You know, if you're turning into a supernatural creature, you're going to look buff.
Mm-hmm.
It works. Michael Rosenbaum is also in this movie, who I love quite a bit. As people know, I'm a huge Smallville nerd. You know, so he has a, which you can tell it's a wig, because I think at the time he was filming Smallville, so you could tell it was like fake hair, but he has a great small part in it. He has some great quips, and he gets, like, a pretty brutal death. Like, the werewolf pulls him up from the ceiling and then fucking tosses his body. There's a lot of body tossing.
Yeah, lots.
Mm-hmm. I love how she just, like, she goes back and she, like, she starts eating him a little bit after she, like, de-wolfs. Is that a thing? I don't know. And then she just, which is weird.
We'll
she
say it is.
Yeah, she wolfs out. She comes back and says, hey, guess what? I'm a werewolf and I've been killing everybody because I want your boyfriend, you dumb bitch. And she's like, oh, hey, Jake, I'm eliminating by the way, how she becomes a werewolf is they had rough sex.
I know.
There's no such thing as protected sex with a werewolf.
I know. That's when she turns to the camera and says, kids, if you're going to have sex with a supernatural creature, wrap it up. You don't want hair everywhere. I wax, and now
it's
I can't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now I can't.
But yeah, I feel like the transformation was okay in this movie for werewolf, but her hair falls out, and she gets a growly voice, and I do like the finished product of the werewolf. I think it's very classic. I also love the club that the Jake guy's running. It's like it's Tinsel, is what it's called. It's got all these, like, movie things, and you can see Nightmare on Elm Street's house and Freddy Krueger in the background. Which I thought this was cool as a fun fact. In the beginning of the film, Jake shows Ellie a prop, Iron Maiden. The prop is an exact replica of the Iron Maiden used in the 1960s Addams Family TV show. Of course, we know that Christina Ricci was in the remake movie of the Addams Family.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. I like this movie, but I kind of hate it at the same time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get. Yeah, I feel you.
I ended up with just like, oh, well, that was fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And somehow the girl finds his dog and then she's into him. I don't get how that works. I don't like how, like, you know, you have a crush on somebody and you go through this turmoil and all of a sudden they're like, something about him. I'm digging it. I'm digging it. He apparently has been through some shit and his life's together. I want to date him. She just shows up out of nowhere with his dog and they kiss. And the guy's like, hey, I know I was your bully, but now that, you know, I'm gay, we're best friends.
Right. Changes everything.
It's still a good movie. Don't get me wrong. It's a great take on modern werewolfism. A little too Hollywood for my taste.
Oh, yes, definitely. I agree with that.
So the original plot had three strangers brought together by a car accident in the Hollywood Hills and the subsequent attack of a werewolf. The three characters were named Ellie Hudson, Christina Ricci, Vince Winston, Skeet Ulrich, and Jimmy Myers, Jesse Eisenberg. But when the script was rewritten, the plot changed and focused on two estranged siblings who had to fight a crucible werewolf attack. So Skeet Ulrich's character was totally rewritten and renamed to Jake. Since Ellie and Jimmy became brother and sister, Ellie's surname was deleted and became Myers. So Skeet Ulrich in this movie... Nah, it's just, I couldn't see it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I mean, he's good in Scream, and I don't know what else he's been in, but... So, plagued by production problems and script issues, the film's release was delayed for over a year. So, over half of the movie had to be reshot with many cast members being replaced due to scheduling conflicts.
Oof. Yikes.
Ugh, I know. I wouldn't want to deal with that.
That sounds rough.
So when production was stalled, many cast members were cut, including Ellian Douglas, Heather Langenkamp, Scott Foley, Omar Epps, Robert Forrester, James Brolin, and Corey Feldman. All of these actors even filmed their scenes, which were cut when the movie was rewritten and reshot. I would have liked to see Heather Langenkamp. I love Omar Epps. I wouldn't even mind seeing Corey Feldman in a small part in this. I mean, granted, now things are... awry with his Today Show stuff. Let's not even get started in that. I follow him on Facebook and I check out his live videos and they're just him at concerts. I think it's just he's trying to convince
people other people's
he's normal.
Concerts?
Yeah. Hmm. He's convincing people he's normal. He's got like a pretty lady with him. Let's see. Mandy Moore was originally cast as Jenny and even filmed her scenes.
Who was?
Mandy Moore.
Oh, Mandy Moore.
But was replaced by Maya when production halted. So she was the girl who got killed in the elevator.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I could have seen it. Might have been.
Mandy Moore is too good of an actress for a...
Yeah. I mean, she was in Saved and Walk to Remember, which are great movies.
Yeah. She's got a great TV show now.
Oh, really?
This Is Us. You should watch it.
Oh.
Never seen it.
It's really good.
Yeah, me
it
neither.
Just started this year.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow.
So in 2008, Wes Craven was quoted saying, "The curse experience was so screwed up. I mean, I went on for 2.5 years of my life for a film that wasn't anything close to what it should have been. Another film that I was about to shoot, having the plug pulled, Pulse. So it was like, I did learn from the curse experience not to do something for money. They said, we know you want to do another film. We'll pay you double. And we were 10 days from shooting, and I said, fine. But I ended up working 2.5 years for double my fee, but I could have done 2.5 movies and done movies that were out there making money. In general, it's not worth it, and part of the reason my phone hasn't rung is that story is pretty well known." So he blamed this taking up 2 years of his life that he could have been making better movies.
Yeah.
And kind of
she could have. You know what I found out the other day, and I know I knew this a while ago, but I forgot about it, that Wes Craven directed Music of the Heart with Meryl Streep.
Oh. Wow.
That's right.
Yeah. And it's actually a really good movie. But it is not like if you saw it and did not know that already, you would never guess that Wes Craven was.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Directing this movie.
Well, it's like, this is his only werewolf movie, mm-hmm. but Vampire in Brooklyn is one he did, and it's his only vampire
mm-hmm.
movie. The Eddie Murphy vampire movie.
Yeah.
I actually like that movie.
Yeah,
well, that's like, we don't agree on everything. Our next movie is actually, I feel like, a really great classic. It is the... Hang on. I want to build suspense. The 1997 werewolf classic, American Werewolf in Paris.
I remember seeing previews. I can still remember seeing previews for this on TV when it was first coming out and just not really knowing what to make of it. But I was 7 at the time. Well, yeah. Wait, what year did it come out?
1997.
Yeah, so I was 7 at the time.
Same, and I don't remember any commercials for this.
I remember renting this when it first came out on DVD and loving it, but my sisters being dicks and not shutting up so I could enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Were they making fun of it or just talking to it?
Yeah, they're making fun of it. And then at the end they're like, oh, they're going to go and run off and have puppies.
Well, you're good. Yeah.
My sisters
kind of how
suck.
I feel about it a little bit, too.
Same.
Yeah.
Really? You didn't like it?
Oh, no, I loved it, but it was freaking ridiculous.
I love it. It's got a good mix of, like, horror and comedy.
Yes, it's good.
You know, you've got the, like, I love Tom Everett Scott. He's great. He's great in That Thing You Do. Mm-hmm. He's great in Dead Man on Campus. But this is, like, it's interesting to see him in a werewolf movie.
It's definitely the strangest of his roles that he's done.
Yeah, I would say that. I would say top normal, That Thing You Do.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit weird is playing with Zach Morris from Saved by the Bell in a movie to get a roommate to kill themselves so they get straight A's. And then he's a werewolf in Paris, mm-hmm. where he's a daredevil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how does that work?
I don't know. It's weird. Like, it's pretty great. And I don't know, like, how do you feel about this movie? I mean, this is probably your first time watching this,
yes,
right?
Yes, definitely. I was just like, it's so 90s and it's mm-hmm. so funny. It's nostalgic. It's ridiculous, but kind of creepy at the same time. And what is up with that scene where he just like grabs her boobs and won't let
go? That's the only scene that I really have any vivid memory of about
this.
Because it's
just so like, what?
But it's like they don't have sex. She just...
sits like, there.
That's what I would think would be the next thing to come after, you know, he does.
This is a family show. We don't use the C word. I'm just kidding.
But yeah, like, that's the thing that you would expect to come. But no, she just sits there and takes her top off and lets him...
And it's just like, what I thought when I saw that was like, oh, they can't have too much boob on screen. So it was like, boob! They're still there.
Yeah,
but they're
yeah.
covered. They're still there.
And he's grabbing onto those
there.
Things. He's like, I'm getting paid to do this. And she's like, finish.
You guys free need another nipple. Take of this? Maybe 5 more?
Would you always see deleted scenes like that? And mm-hmm. every dude's like, can we do that one more time? And the girl's like, oh my God, I just want to go home, man.
Yeah, but there's been some where you see girls
shit.
Doing that with a guy.
Yeah,
and they're
sure.
kissing a guy. Like, can we do that again? I know I have. Sorry. When I've kissed a guy in a movie, there was
you're like, let's
one
do that again.
Well, actually, no, it was a play in high school. I was like, do you want me to rehearse that again? Should we just
go
into the closet in the prop room and just practice on that? Yeah.
Do you want to swap virginities just to get really into the role? You know, let's get meta with this. I remember my only on-screen kiss. It was her idea for us to kiss, and she kept like saying, yeah, let's do it again. And I'm like... I got this. These lips. Oh, wow. What was her name? I can't remember. It was one is that I got to spread my inferior seed, like fake trailer thing I did with Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a great kisser. But
just saying.
Why?
Just saying.
Why did you laugh?
No, I'm just.
You went, here you went like this. Let's reenact that. I'm me. I'm a great kisser. And there it is.
That was perfect.
You should ask the girl that I'm kind of seeing because she'll tell you.
No, it's fine. I believe you.
I like to
tell. Have girls told you you're a good kisser?
I'm going off reference.
Then
this is not me.
Go.
I'm quoting people.
Yeah.
Because I like to tell the ladies, I'm like David Copperfield. I bring magic to the situation.
Whatever that may be.
Yeah.
And they laugh. And I'm like, shut up. and then I kiss them. I get
with the finger.
I get Humphrey Bogart on a
what
mic.
Is that on where he like puts his fingers up to her lips and it's just like shh.
I can't even remember.
It's like, I feel like it's a Naked Gun movie or something like that.
No, I feel like it's been done many times though, and I'm seeing it in my head.
It's really
awkward. Cause, like,
is it Dumb and Dumber? I know that happens once in
does.
There when like she's trying to tell him, oh, but I'm married, and he's just like, no, just let me finish.
I feel like it's been done in a lot of movies.
It's
though.
Been oh, yeah, made fun of so is. Much, it's hard to know where it really came from.
Yeah. I like, you know, I get a very Humphrey Bogart kind of like, you know, I don't know what I'm doing with my shoulders.
Hey.
Yeah.
Suaveness to me is like, shut up, honey, let me kiss you. Is that what he sounds like? I forget.
No, that was more like, a Dean Martin.
Okay. That works.
Not good.
Well,
but it was closer to Dean Martin.
I only do certain voices very good. Let's get back to the movie.
American
Werewolf in Paris.
So yes, anyways, as you were saying, that scene is pretty fucking weird.
It's ridiculous. It is. And then she's like, here, have a shake of hearts.
Yeah. Well, she does the whole boo thing because he's like freaking out. And she's like, does this relax you? No. And he's like, well, yeah, I like
tits. Of course it does.
In some ways and in some ways, no.
Why don't they have, like, people flash you when you get bad news at the doctor?
You have cancer. Boobs. Let me bring in my nurse. Nurse.
No, you do the boobs first. And you're like, sir, you've got cancer. Does she? Because I just want to make sure she's okay.
Should we give her a breast examination right now?
Yeah.
Just to make sure?
That's a good way to deliver, right? You know, for the ladies, it's like, here's sausage. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, you're losing your hair. Oh, maybe you have a little Chippendales dancer walk in. You're
bring
going bald.
In the poll, please.
Yeah. I don't know. I assume
just,
ladies.
No, they would just have it out there in the waiting room, like, as they leave. So, you know, they're all depressed. And then right before they leave, they're just like, boom.
Well, okay.
As they're exiting the building,
yeah.
Just all of the nurses are like...
What is the lady version of boobs? Because guys, we like boobs, but all the dudes have is sausage.
I don't really know.
I don't think
girls
like wieners.
Just like a pretty guy, maybe, with his shirt off.
Okay.
Nice
long hair.
Abs.
They brought in a horse with a guy on the horse with the hair.
Oh, so like
and the
like
wind.
Fabio romance novel covers.
Much more attractive than Fabio.
Okay.
Fabio was not that attractive, let's be honest.
But he had lovely
hair. Who's a beefy
hair.
Man that everybody likes?
Geese were quite fond of him.
Geese?
Nobody gets that reference whenever I say
it.
It sounds familiar.
He went to an amusement park as like, you know how sometimes when they open roller coasters or something, they have a famous person there to draw a crowd. And he was the famous person and got on the roller coaster to ride it. And as he was riding the roller coaster, there was a flock of geese flying by and a goose hit Fabio in the face and he killed it.
Oh, yeah.
That is so awesome. That. Wow.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to be even, you know? Guys, hey, boobs. And, you know, now I know girls like oily, buff-chested men.
I don't know. Here's the thing. That doesn't do anything
How
to
would
me.
You like to be told bad news
dessert.
In a sexy way?
I don't know.
Dessert.
Yeah.
Tiramisu.
Yeah.
Chocolate cake. Just all of them lined up.
So you don't
and
want
you
beef
just have
cake,
a fork,
you want a dessert.
Literal cake. And you just have a fork, and as you're exiting the hospital, you take a bite of one of everything as you leave.
Okay.
And maybe a s'mortini at the end.
A s'mortini.
What the fuck is that?
It's a martini that tastes like a s'more.
That sounds fantastic.
They have them at Campfire Lounge. They're delicious.
So no sausage.
Nah.
Well, I mean...
That's just my personal preference.
Okay,
though, like
together everything.
Yeah,
tearing up a sausage
and
a
sausage party.
Dancer with his nice washboard abs,
sure,
and oily, holding out a dessert tray for me.
Yeah, he's like, "Hey, would you like dessert? Maybe an appetizer?
Can I lick it off of you?"
Sure. And then the doctor's like,
"Hey,
you've got type 2 diabetes. Shut up. Let me enjoy this sweet man and this sweet dessert." Fine, okay.
It's sugar-free chocolate.
We're an equal opportunity on this show. Yes. I like boobs, and now I know girls like oily men and desserts. I'm learning things. This is great.
Good. Now you have ideas, right?
I guess.
For this girl,
what if you're bi?
Kind of
do you mix both of them?
What? If you're what?
If you're bi, do you mix both of them?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay.
They would give you a preference at that point. They'd be like, do you want to see the boobs or would you rather have the Chippendales dancer with the dessert tray?
Both. Well, then you're expecting bad news.
Both.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
They have you fill out a personality survey.
Can I have both?
Sure. Yeah. They would probably say yes, I imagine.
I appreciate a good dessert and a handsome man, but I like boobs.
See?
Sure.
Yeah.
I feel like dessert's what I get after the bad news.
Yes. That's what it is.
Yep.
I hate to be cliche, but I get ice cream when I get dumped. It makes me feel good.
We all do that.
Yeah.
What's your go-to?
Like go-to my go-to flavor?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Go-to breakup ice cream.
Vanilla.
I was going to say
because
vanilla. Vanilla with chocolate.
Was vanilla.
I don't know why.
I buy all the stuff to make myself a sundae, actually.
Oh, there
that.
You go.
That's dedication. So. I just get Oreo ice cream or the Reese's ice cream.
That's pretty good too.
Yeah, let's get back to werewolf movies.
Yeah, yes. Let's not go back to what we were talking about because clearly we cannot stay on the subject of the film.
We're trying.
About
people needed to know how to get their bad news at the doctors, and now we bridged the gap.
That's right.
Anyways, okay. Back to
so
werewolf
anyways, he
titties.
Grabs her boobs and then she just disappears after that.
Yeah,
because
you think he's like hallucinating and she walks in the room and he's like, oh. Like feeling the
yeah,
air.
Yeah, that's just what I remember. He's so weird. He's sitting there like howling as a wolf, and I'm like, what?
But
this she... isn't sexy. This isn't turning her on.
Well, but then she... the yeah. mother,
yeah,
comes, the dead mother comes in, and she's like, "You're hallucinating," but she's really here. You insulted her. She's running away, and it's just like, "What's hallucinate? What's the hallucination, and what's mm-hmm. not anymore?"
Yeah,
it's like, "Wait, I'm hallucinating her, but she's real, or I'm hallucinating you." You need to be a little more specific.
And like,
on
all
that.
The dead girls are like there, and then they disappear. The mom's mm-hmm. like there, and then she never shows up again. And then that
yeah.
chick that he like werewolves to death.
Okay, yeah,
is there? And then she's
let's talk. Talk about that.
What? I can't remember that actress's name,
isn't
but she's
she,
gorgeous.
She's
in,
isn't she on
Happy
Modern
Gilmore.
Family?
Huh?
Yeah, she's that. She's in that and Happy
yeah.
Gilmore.
Yeah.
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 She's
Julie something.
Yeah.
And she's gorgeous. No, she's like her.
She is gorgeous.
That one.
I want that one.
I want that one.
Julie Bowen.
She yeah, Julie Bowen.
I like that whole thing because he's wolfing out and he's like, give me a raw steak. I'll eat this white hair.
And she's just laughing. She's just as crazy as he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's like, yeah.
Just like
well,
you're
like,
an animal. Doesn't she say something like
she
that?
She says all sorts of shit.
Yeah.
Well, okay. One of my favorite things that she says is after they have sex and she's like, oh, you're hot. And he's like, he's mid-coitus wolfing out. He's a mid-coitus wolfing out. He's running away. And his face starts to look like, you know, Gary Busey had a bad day. And then he jumps into the fountain. And then my favorite part is she's like walking away. She's like, hey, Romeo, you forgot your pants. And she's like, I don't get this. Way to go, Amy. You know,
why she talks self-talk.
Yeah. But did you hear what she said, though? She's like, oh, Amy, you know how to pick them. Maybe I just want to find a nice guy who will sleep in the wet spot for once.
Oh, yeah. That.
I have
oh
everything on subtitles. I'm like, what?
What?
That's the first time. Besides,
that's one of those lines where you like rewind it three times just to make
yeah.
sure
she
that you
really,
heard it.
Did they really write that?
There's only one other place that's referencing sleeping in the wet spot, and it's an episode of The League. He's like dating someone, and they have sex, and he like goes to get her to sleep in the wet spot, and she's like, "No, you sleep in it," and you know. Mm-hmm. Is that a thing? Like, I'm just a gentleman. I don't care.
I usually just pass out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unconscious of where the wet
I don't really
are
think
not.
About it.
And that
no,
makes
who
me
does?
Feel even worse for her because I'm like, man, he didn't do you right because you ain't sleepy.
Exactly. I've never, like, had that conversation come up. I'm just like, boom, Johnson, great time, fireworks, and then we fall asleep.
Right.
Who cares if it's bad sex if you're like going to bed and you're like, oh, the wet spot.
Well, exactly. Because
somebody, honey, didn't focus on
unless
the right
you
wet
have
spot.
A gentleman who. What? Wait, what?
Someone didn't focus on the right wet spot, so now I'm stuck in the wrong
yeah.
one.
Yeah, I got very, you know, 90s, you know.
I gotcha.
You know. I don't know what I got.
But what I love about it is that she's sitting there at the bar and he checks her out in that animal print skirt. He's crawling towards her and he literally takes his head and just shoves it right up her skirt. His nose
yeah.
is in her ass crack and she's just like, oh, hello.
And he's like, is that hot kitty you're wearing?
Right.
I kind of want to see this movie with God, what is his name?
Oh my God!
I'm gonna hate myself.
I feel like.
Hang on, I gotta figure out.
I can't help it. I love movies. Don't get me wrong, and I make them, but I watch scenes like that, and like that would never happen that way in real life.
Yeah,
I kind of slapping in police.
I kind of wish that this movie was replaced with Don Knotts as like Tom Everett Scott's like, oh, are you wearing hot kitty? Whoa, God, hot kitty!
Are you wearing hot kitty?
Well, this movie has the weirdest experience of turning into a werewolf. First off, he feels himself changing, and a shih tzu starts humping his leg.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then, of course, this is one thing I love about the movie, is I didn't know that whatever person you kill is cursed to be the undead spirit until you die.
That's a new one.
That was a cool concept. But, I mean, there's a
but
lot
don't
of...
don't they incorporate that into Cursed? Because they're not werewolves in the end of it, are they?
Well, no, but, like, they didn't kill anybody. Like, the people, like, they killed or got killed by the werewolf wasn't, you know, following them around. Hmm. Well, because his one of his buddy dies, and he's sitting there at the restaurant with the fish, and then the guy's head pops out, and he's like, oh, I saw them pull you out of the canal! And she's drunk laughing her ass off.
Just like, look how silly he is!
And then he's, like, in the urinal, he's like, the cops know you're dead, and so do I. And the guy coming out of the stall thinks he's talking to his penis.
That is a great scene, though. It is. I love that scene.
I love the scene when he's in the morgue, and, like, they pull open, like, and it shows the Amy Finch girl. And then he's like, oh, you're dead. He's like, no, not so lucky I'm undead. And then he's hitting his head against the wall like I'm losing my fucking skull. Because some other guy pops out. He's like, can a guy rest in pieces over here?
You're right.
I feel like this movie didn't really know how to mix the comedy and the drama / horror together very
well. I feel it was
well.
more comedy.
Yeah.
Because he sees the, like...
Which they should have just played it as a straight comedy in that case.
And that's why I was confused.
Yeah.
Because it was, like, writing that line, and I was like, but this is so goddamn funny.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You almost forget werewolves are happening.
It's kind of beautiful in a way, though, that they tried.
It's like a wolf rom-com.
Yeah!
Yeah.
It's a wolf
rom-com. It almost seems kind of like it would be the way the Shaggy Dog films were, where it's just like a guy trying to balance life as a human and life as a dog whenever he turns into it.
But he eats people.
Yeah, but no, they made it a horror. I also read on one of the descriptions that it was categorized as a romance as well. I was like, was the romance really a big part of it?
Oh, well, he did jump off the Eiffel Tower to save his girlfriend from committing suicide.
Well, it was a girl he didn't know. He was planning a stunt to bungee jump. They hear someone come up, and then he sees her and then does it and then hits his head. And then they have that whole like montage scene with like, nah, 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 nah. I forget the song, like, can't get enough of you, baby.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Every
90s
movie.
I love Julie Delpy. Though she's great, the main girl.
I don't know her. I don't think I've ever seen her in anything else, and I was just like, oh, I was confused by her accent.
Mm-hmm.
I was really confused by her accent.
You should see Killing Zoe.
What is that?
She's in that. It's a Roger Avery film, who helped write Pulp Fiction, and Quentin Tarantino produced it. And it's about a bank heist in Paris and. Eric Stoltz is an American and he goes over there because he has friends over there because he used to spend a lot of time over there as a kid with his family. And he's still friends with one of the guys and they decide to rob a bank on Bastille Day because there's only one bank open on Bastille Day and the cops won't really be paying attention because it's like France's 4th of July, essentially. And Julie Delpy is there and she is a hooker, but then surprise, she's also a bank teller.
She's a hooker teller.
Yeah, a hooker teller. So.
Would you say she's a penis and teller?
Oh, ha, ha, ha.
That's a perverted dad pun for you, kids.
That was really creepy.
I know, that's why I did it. It was a character that I was playing. Speaking of, like, because you mentioned Shaggy Dog, and it reminded me of part of this movie, because there's an inspector following them, and he has a dog. And then you hear a yelp, and then he wakes up naked next to the dog. And it's clearly not mauled. It's not. They pick it up by the tail and it's stiff, which makes me think, did he fuck this dog?
Well, that's what's implied. And he's just like, oh shit, what am I being arrested for?
I do not remember that part at all.
Yeah, it's weird. And then there's a whole running gag with this. Is like when he finds out he sees the dead mother, he jumps out the window, has to constantly get dressed as he's running away. But also when they're getting back from going through that little tunnel and they try to hook up and then he has to run outside again, you know, trying to get, that's like a running gag. But I love that scene because he causes just so much of this chaos trying to run away from the other werewolves. Because
not even as a werewolf, him as a human being.
There's only werewolf fights at the end because her stepfather made a serum to help cure it, but immediately helps her transform.
And the depressant. I was like, so would an antidepressant make you not be a werewolf?
Yeah.
Prozac?
Isn't there a connection? Aren't her parents characters from An American Werewolf in London? It seems like.
I don't recall.
Well, this is technically a sequel to that movie.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they are characters from the original one.
But she, when she turned into a werewolf, that's when her mother died, right? Because she was responsible for her mother's death and her father's maiming, or stepfather's maiming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it shows at the beginning he's running away and then, you know, he's attacked. And then you find out, if anything, she, besides the bad guy, the bad group of, you know, French werewolves who are trying to purify the world. You know, that's what they're doing.
That's literally what they're doing, yes.
So...
Doesn't he accidentally shoot the girl when they're fighting as werewolves?
Yeah, because there's two werewolves that fight each other, and he starts shooting, and then she's like... Because you find out that the only way for him to turn human again...
is to eat the heart of whoever turned him into a werewolf.
And she begs him, eat my heart, eat my heart.
He's like, no, I can't, I love you. Which is good, because it turns out she didn't turn him. Mm-hmm. Which would be fucked up, I'm in love with this girl and I eat her heart.
That would kind of be like a cruel joke or something.
Yeah.
Like a really twisted Romeo and Juliet.
Well, here's the thing, too, is...
Kind of at the end of Seven, when...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It'd be a long...
Can you imagine that movie with werewolves? I like to imagine weird movies with werewolves sometimes. Like, what about... what about You Got Mail with werewolves? You got werewolf.
You got... Yeah.
You've got Howl Mail.
Oh, my God.
Just, weird, Steve's on, oh, hey, I work at a bookstore, but I'm a werewolf. All my voices are sounding the same tonight. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Don't they get married in the end?
Yeah, they both bungee jump off the Statue of Liberty.
Chasing their ring.
Yeah. I do like the scene, though, when he, finds out that Claude turned him into a werewolf, and then he accidentally stabs a syringe into himself, and he wolfs out.
Mm-hmm.
Just eats his heart.
Yeah,
I thought that was
awesome.
Cool.
That was awesome, and all the train goers are watching.
I kind of like the cool how the werewolves look in this movie. They're like huge werewolves, but I also like her transformation. It's CGI'd. It's a little too much. But
it's 97.
Yeah, everybody had a big old CGI boner in their pants.
Definitely.
This boner is made from
after Jurassic Park. Everybody.
Yeah.
What?
After Jurassic Park, everybody went CGI crazy.
Oh,
in the 90s.
But it's cool because her face, is morphing and she... Yeah, and then you... It's weird. She takes her shirt off and then you start to see six nipples develop, which I thought was kind of weird.
Yeah, in her first transformation, it's those were boobs.
And then you get, this little, her legs and her... She lifting her skirt up slowly.
Uh-huh.
And it shows her wearing panties. I'm like, okay, werewolf in a skirt and panties. That's the first... And then
it was a sexy transformation, but in a really disturbing way. Because she was
you just sit there watching it, I'm disgusted, but I'm kind of turned on as well.
It was weird, man. It was weird.
So there's also, I do really love the dynamic between both corpses. Because they start to have this odd couple thing about them.
Definitely.
And then she just fucks off and disappears. Mm-hmm.
And you never see her again.
Yeah.
After she's trying to murder his best friend and he's just like, bitch, what you doing? And then she's just gone. It's drop that thread.
Well, that's the thing. Here's what I've always been confused about this movie. Is once he turns human, is she gone? Or is she still stalking him? waiting for him to die.
Oh, yeah. Loophole.
Wait, what?
I'm sorry, did you black out?
Yeah. I was thinking, I was looking at all of your little Funko Pops over there because I haven't seen them.
They've been there for months.
I don't look over there a lot. So just please tell me what you said.
Well, look this way. We're doing a podcast.
No.
I was saying Quartz, who's like, hey, I'm not so lucky. I'm undead. And I'm cursed to be in a restless spirit until the day you die. But when he gets turned human from eating Claude's heart, is she still following him around?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or did she just, you know, disapparate like he looked like his friend basically just... He looked like he was getting beamed up to the Enterprise.
Yeah,
totally.
So, here's the thing about this movie. Fun facts. John Landis was the original choice to direct the sequel.
A sequel?
Yeah, because this is technically the sequel.
I see what you're saying.
So, Julie Delpy, is that her name?
Delpy?
Delpy. She now admits that the only reason she made the film was to pay her rent.
That makes sense.
There you go.
She's like, yeah, fuck it. I need rent. Here's my tits. I don't know. I don't know. This movie was in development for 6 years.
Wow. Jeez.
Yeah. So the church at the end is actually called Saint de Loup. Loup is French. Is translated for wolf. Okay. Tom Everett Scott actually did his own stunts in this movie, which is impressive considering him running on top of those car rooftops and jumping onto that moving bus.
Yeah, that is very impressive.
I know people's beef with this movie is like, oh, if that was real, he would have shattered his skull on the beam when he went back up and died. I hate people that say shit like that. It's a movie.
Yeah.
Chill.
Yeah. It's like, oh, it's not realistic that giant robots transform into cars and fight aliens. No shit. Do you see that around? Fuck you. That's what I say to those people. Our last movie is, of course, I believe, the...
My favorite
2000.
One.
Oh, you're one of your favorites of
this set. I just love Ginger Snaps.
You're foreshadowing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding. It's the 2000 Ginger Snaps.
So good.
Here's what I got to say. All three of these movies actually, you know, really emphasize on female werewolves.
They do. Mm-hmm. Which is
this
cool.
This one especially. This is kind of a fucked up movie.
I also feel like it's kind of a metaphor for women going through puberty everything.
Oh, definitely. That is all up in there.
I mean, I've never had a period, but I'm pretty sure girls don't turn into werewolves. Oh, shit.
Depends on if the full moon's involved.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, isn't
I was just
the moon
thinking that.
And, like, girls' cycles tied to the moon?
That's what they say.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So when was our last full moon?
It was like 2 nights ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, I remember watching these and I was like, oh, it's a full moon tonight.
Yeah.
I'm watching werewolf movies. Oh. It's perfect. This movie, okay, first off, this movie's fucked up if you like dogs. There's a lot of fucked up mutilated dogs in this movie.
They're just trying not to kill people, though. So they kill dogs instead.
They don't really kill that much people in this movie.
It's true. They kill a few.
There's a few, yeah. Well, here's the thing. They're like two very demented sisters. Like,
but the mother, like,
is the craziest.
Yeah.
Well, the mother, like, that's what's so why I just love this movie so much, because it's just so. The mother's just so innocent and has the curls and the bows and is just like some Mormon housewife.
Oh yeah, she is Mormon housewife.
Yes, and is like shown making wreaths and like, you're a young woman now, and they're just like. Fuck you, Mom.
Yeah. It's go suck a dick.
All of the angst. She's like, I would if my husband wasn't a prick.
Mommy likes to drink at dinner. oh my God. They're like really into death stuff, so they're always taking pictures of fake deaths that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's gross. Like, the whole movie starts with the whole, you know, there's a bunch of dead dogs. People are discovering their dead dogs. There's a baby playing in the sandpit. And you said the dead
a
dog
paw. There's a paw. And he's like, Mom, there's a
and this
paw.
Lady legitimately, as she should, freaks out. Like, oh my God, my dog. And I've got a baby in my hand. And I'm falling to the ground. Which is very dramatic. And then there's this whole like beast of their town, which everyone's aware. Things are getting mutilated. There's a beast. They're playing like field hockey, and the bully chick pushes the little sister into a like dead Rottweiler.
Yeah,
which is fucked up.
Yeah.
And this is where they have a really weird relationship. Like, they're like, have this thing where it's like dead by 16 or something like that.
Yeah, and Bridget, the younger sister's like, Ginger, I don't want to go with you. But because she's the younger sister, she admires her.
Yeah.
So Ginger's just a fucked up one, period.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I kind of feel like she's like the tag along sibling thing where mm-hmm. it's like, oh, I should be fucked up to bond with my sister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, then there's that brutal, like, Ginger gets brutally fucked up by that werewolf.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a pretty crazy scene.
And that werewolf never comes into play again. Like,
because it gets hit by the van.
Oh, that's yeah. right. I was wondering. I couldn't remember. Yeah.
Well, so she starts her period, and she's like, oh my God, I got the curse.
Right?
Which I thought was a funny line. She's like, fuck B, I got the curse.
Mm-hmm.
Little did she know. She's going to get another curse. The war curse of the werewolf.
Yeah.
Which, that was just... Because he drags her home. Or, like, she, like... Bridget drags Ginger home, and she's just fucked up. And then it's like, oh, you're already healing.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I guess, usually in most werewolf movies, it's like a day or two, and they start to notice changes. But it seems like modern werewolf movies, it's kind of, they speed it up.
Mm.
You know, it's like, oh, the next day, I really want some beef, like raw beef. You know?
Blood.
Yeah, I feel the need to, you know, howl at the moon. And I'm sexy to everybody. Which that kind of, it has that thing in this movie,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, the thread, which, you know, goes, again, hormones, you know, around mm-hmm. that. The full yeah. moon, just like.
Yeah, and here's the
all
weird.
That up in there.
The weird thing is, like, whoever gets infected by the werewolf, like, curse, they have a really, like, they pee gross, disgusting blood. Because when the guy gets cursed, he's
that's
at the
urinal.
That's
the only time I've seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, and that's weird because that's, like ladies have blood. Yeah. And then they, like, put it into the dude. And it was like, she was, like, infecting him with a period. And I was like, wait a second, what?
Well, because when she wolfs out, she's, you know, it was like, oh, I'm sexy now. And I've got this animalistic. And she ends up making out with the guy. And they're in a car. And she starts to get, like, very, like, dominating. And then and I hate this. I hate this line so much. Because I have friends that are women. And they say that dudes do this. And I don't understand it. She's being very sexually aggressive. And he's like, oh, hey, I'm the guy here. You know?
Yeah.
What is that about?
It's ridiculous. But she shows him.
Yeah.
She's like, oh.
Yeah. She fucks him without a condom, and then he ends up getting the curse of the werewolf.
Again, no safe sex with the werewolf.
There's not.
Back to cursed, you know?
It's true. It's all
but
ties
who, I
to
thought
together.
It, yeah. How does that?
But
apparently, yeah. werewolfism is an STD, yeah.
I guess.
It's an infection.
Well, here's the thing. He gets very acne face when he gets,
yeah.
like...
Hormones, again. And that's yeah. what it makes me think, again, of, like, menstruating.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, you gave him, like, what a woman feels, and he's just like, oh, freaking, I can't handle it.
Maybe if younger people get bit by werewolves, that's kind of what it does. It sends them into, like, a hyper-puberty state.
Maybe.
Or something.
That is a, like... I don't know how you girls deal with it, because if I'm in a urinal and I start pissing blood like that kid, I'd freak out, too. Oh, I got chlamydia!
What the fuck did you do
like
to
a,
me?
I don't know the symptoms.
You will get chlamydia and die.
Yeah.
But first you'll eat a few dogs. So there's that.
Well, it's the weird, like, her, like, process in becoming a werewolf is pretty crazy, because she starts to grow a tail.
Yeah.
That happens.
And then she tries to cut it off, doesn't...
And then her scars doesn't grow fur.
Yeah.
And she's just like, I don't think that's normal. And then her nails get constantly more grody throughout. I can't even look at her nails by the end of it. I'm like, I can't, girl. Like, get those away from me.
Well, then
face.
Her face gets really, like, towards the end. Like, her hair is, like, getting white in it a little bit.
Slowly,
and it looks kind of... It's a kind of cute look. I'll give her that.
Very 90s.
Yeah, sure.
The streaks when she walks into this... Again, going back to school, and everyone's like...
Mm-hmm.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, it's like, guess what? I'm sexy now. I used to wear baggy clothes, but I'm a werewolf now, and I'm hot, and I'm going to eat you. Well, she's having a trouble struggling with the urges, and then she ends up killing the neighbor's dog. She's like, I couldn't, like, you think she kills the dude, but she's like, he's over the fence, and she looks, and it's just a dead dog. And it's, you got the little fat hockey kid who's like, hey.
That was so sad.
Yeah. Well, clearly the fat kid who wears a hockey jersey and
all
equipment
time.
All the time, he's not going to have any friends.
Hey.
I'm sorry. I was an angry. I was that fat kid without the hockey gear as a kid.
Oh. Well, maybe you would have had friends if you dressed in a hockey costume.
I wouldn't have.
Maybe a few.
When I was growing up, you know, hockey gear made people think of Jason Voorhees. So.
Hmm.
But no, I was a strange fat kid growing up. I grew out of my shell in junior high, and I am now the popular, somewhat Adonis that people see today. I saw you smirk! I know I'm not an Adonis, it was a joke.
I didn't say anything.
I felt
offended. I made eye contact with Maddie, and then I looked back at you.
I'm insecure about my Adonis-ness.
It's all there.
Yeah,
that's
all
not,
there.
It's not. Unless
it's
you're drunk.
It's in the heart, man. It's in the heart.
Yeah. My charm makes me an Adonis.
Exactly.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, my God. I feel like you're talking down to a little kid. Like, Mommy, I want to be a superhero. Well, Timmy, let's be realistic. Maybe I'll be a cop. Well, there you go. All right. There you go. Cops are superheroes, too.
They are.
Yeah, I know they are.
They definitely are.
Out there
are.
Putting their lives in danger every day.
Well, put on a fucking cape. Just once. I want to see a cop with a cape.
So do I.
Maybe that's the Batman that's chasing all the clowns around.
He did a promo video. He's like, hey, kids, you're safe. No more nightmares. Yeah, it was weird.
He takes a clown and crushes it.
Yeah. I'm Batman. He didn't even do, like, the raspy voice that everybody does when they're doing an interpretation of Batman. He's like, hi, I'm Steve, and I'm Batman, and I'm here to save you. It's like some Dutch guy. Yes, back to Ginger Snaps. By the way, here's what I don't get about this movie. A stoner finds a cure for the werewolf
He
disease.
Hangs out with herbs all day, mm-hmm. man. And he's in a garden.
But they're trying to cure this for sensories. He smokes a doobie and reads a book about fucking plants. And he's like, you know, monkhood is actually a cousin of
Wolfsbane.
Maybe we should boil it like we're boiling heroin and shoot it in a field's veins. And that was great. I wish he talked like that. He's got this very, like, suave, like, I'm a cool guy. Like, I'm older and I sell drugs to kids.
But I'm cool. From a van, no less.
Of course, every drug dealer has a van. Maybe.
I don't know if that's true.
I was going to say
okay, in the 90s.
In the 90s.
Late 80s, early
90s. That was the cue.
Yeah. But I just don't get it. How does a stoner... Like, here's the thing. People can be very, very, you know... What's the word I'm thinking of? Very overly creative and very focused when they're stoned.
Mm-hmm.
Some people eat a bag of chips and fall asleep. That happens.
It just depends on the mood it puts you in.
Maybe he's not smoking indica. He's smoking, like, the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like the
sativa.
Sativa weed helps you find the cure for werewolfism. Holy shit. This is why marijuana should be legal. Because if there's werewolves running out there, we need to get stoned and figure out what's going on.
We gotta find a cure, man.
Here's the thing. Bridget is very, like, she's very awkward, and she tells him that she's the actual werewolf to protect Ginger, and they don't want anybody else to know. And then you got the bully girl who comes over, and Ginger's like, oh, maybe we should just kill her and eat her. And then she slips on milk, and they're like, uh-oh.
Whoops.
Whoops.
And then their
Not
parent...
how we saw this night going.
Yeah. Well, it's weird. She's covering her hand, and then she pukes on her. Why is that happening?
No.
Her hand is down her throat.
Does it?
Yeah, so
I thought she was
her...
just covering
no,
her mouth.
No, she put
like
her fingers down her throat.
Oh,
and
I didn't
did you
notice
see
that.
Those nails? I'm sorry, I would vomit too.
That's
again,
true.
Back to the manicure thing, girl.
Yeah,
I
thought...
Just because you're a werewolf doesn't mean you can stop taking care of your nails.
It was nasty. It was like athlete's foot all over her hands.
Never heard of a pedicure, bitch?
Right? Oh, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I was getting
manicure.
I was getting very 90s sassy lady again.
Mm-hmm.
Been watching a lot of 90s sassy lady stuff lately. It seeps into my subconscious.
It's good. There's nothing wrong with that.
But when she, like, when the, like, towards the end, when she has that final, like, near transformation, she's just hideous. And then she tries to fuck the stoner kid, who's into it at first.
He's like, hey, and then he throws her.
He's like, no, this, oh, get off
me. It's wrong, it's wrong.
And he's like, what about Bridget? And she's like, shut up and fuck me.
I don't care about my little sister. Never have.
Yeah, and then she really starts wolfing out in that van. And then, of course, you know, they've got the cure, because they used it on the dude who is trying to, like, eat a kid trick-or-treating, by the way.
But, like, when she shot him, it was like, all of a sudden, it was, like, stuck in his neck, and he was, like, fine and walked off. But was he really cured?
I don't know. He's
or
like,
was
oh.
he just, like, shot? Like, because that's what's never resolved in the film, true. Is we never see him again after that mm-hmm. point.
It's true. Well, because he's weird. He's like, oh, I'm going to eat this kid. And then he's like, I have to go to class.
Right. And then we never see him again.
Yeah, it's like he did, like, bath salts, and he's coming down, and he's like, oh, yeah, I've got stuff to do.
I just remember.
It's a very weird werewolf movie, but it's actually really great. There's not very female-focused, like, werewolf movies, and this is probably, like, one of the first.
Mm-hmm, it's awesome. Because
it spawned the Ginger Snaps 2, and then the Renaissance prequel-like thing, which is also a great one, too. Which, there's this thing about this movie, just, because they bury the girl, they put her in their freezer.
And her mom, the mom, like, opens it but doesn't look in it.
Yeah, conveniently.
Conveniently doesn't look in it.
I hate moments like that. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the fingers break off and they find it, and her mom's like, oh, it's one of their death projects.
I'm going to put it in a Tupperware.
Yeah, yet she ends up digging up the dollhouse that they bury her under. And finds her, and she's like, let's just fill up the house with gas, and it'll just be us girls, because I hate your father.
Yep.
It's like, oh, shit.
So weird.
They're all nuts.
Nothing yeah. about, nothing like a little murder to bring out your family dysfunctions, I guess. Oh, my God.
Right.
Also, Catherine Isabel, I believe her name is, she's in actually a lot of stuff. She's probably the one from this movie who had the most success. She was in Freddy vs. Jason. She was in shit ton of stuff. She's in that Hannibal TV series.
Oh, yeah.
Is this, and that's Ginger. Right?
Yeah, the girl who played Ginger. She was in Psych for a little bit. She had the most success. And let's see, I believe Emily Perkins, who played Bridget, she had some stuff.
She was in a few things after that.
She was in Juno.
Yeah.
She was a receptionist at Juno. Talking about how the condoms.
Oh, that was her?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Makes my boyfriend's junk tastes like blueberry pie. oh, yeah, she's in. She's the man. That's right. She's Eunice, and she's the man.
Oh.
The really nerdy girl.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I love that movie. I don't care what anybody says. Yeah, she wasn't really in much. She was in Prozac Nation with Christina Ricci. Oh, shit.
Oh, whoa.
It all ties back. Now I kind of want to watch She's the Man.
Dude, me too.
I love that movie. Before, what's her name? Amanda Bynes went all weed crazy. Many of the day scenes had to be scheduled to be shot at night. The crew brought in a large 18-kilowatt light to flood the locations with light, so it would appear to be damn film. Reportedly, the light was strong enough to be seen by aircrafts passing overhead.
Wow.
Yeah. So here's a strange coincidence. The girl Emily Perkins, who plays Bridget, is actually older than the girl that plays Ginger.
I didn't know that.
But along with the coincidence of the stars, they both auditioned on the same day. The two actresses were also born in the same hospital, attended the same preschool, elementary school, and private school, and worked through the same talent agency.
So they were like sisters.
Yeah, they were like competing with each other their whole lives.
Wow.
Oh, you again? Fuck.
God.
Stop copying me, you dick. So writer Karen Walton singled out Emily Perkins and Catherine Isabel's audition tape and said their performances were the exact way she had envisioned Ginger and Bridget, and immediately cast them. So Ginger's monster makeup would take 3 hours to apply and an additional 45 minutes to remove after shooting.
Phew.
Which is, it's pretty extensive makeup towards
especially
the end.
On her stomach.
Oh, yeah.
All that, like, crazy fur sculpting. Yeah.
It was, I mean, I kudos to them. It's a Canadian film. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not to mention, it was shot in 6 weeks.
Wow.
That I did not know. Wolf. Yeah.
Which, I mean, pretty impressive for this film. It's a low budget film. Bridget's hair is a wig.
What?
It's not real hair. Interesting.
That is interesting.
Hmm. Both Catherine Isabel and Emily Perkins have been in multiple episodes of the show Supernatural. I've never watched that show, Quincy. To you?
I used to watch it when it first started. I haven't watched it a lot recently. I've never seen it, though.
Chris Lynch and Jesse Moss also appeared in Final Destination 3 together. So the stoner kid and I forget. Oh, the Boldy girl. That's right. Yeah. Australia is the only countries that rated Ginger Snaps lower than an 18, receiving a MA-15. The film was rated 18 in most other countries, including Germany, Canada, and the UK. Let's see. Catherine Isabel had actually completed filming on Ginger Snaps during the film's final scene, despite her character as werewolf Ginger being there. So I guess she completed it before the final transformation with the giant werewolf. Interesting. This still airs from time to time on the UK Horror Channel. It's like 16 years and it's still like airing.
Wow.
In some scenes, Bridget wears shaggy coats that look as they were made of fur. One heavy gray coat looks like wolf fur. The apparent meaning is Bridget's closeness to her sister, also foreshadowing herself becoming a werewolf.
Huh.
Which the sequel is actually focused on her being a werewolf. Because towards the end, you know, she's trying to convince Bridget, or Bridget's trying to convince Ginger to calm down. And she's like, you don't know what I'm going through. And she cuts her hand and kind of
puts it together.
It's like, remember?
Dead at 16.
Dead at 16. I don't remember the whole saying, but it's calms her down enough, but still. And then the guy hits her in the head with a shovel. Fucks the whole plan up.
Right.
Well, Madison, what we like to do at the end of the episode is have everybody choose their favorite. And I think you kind of mentioned what your favorite was.
Ginger Snaps.
Why is that? Why is Ginger Snaps your favorite?
I don't know. I just, the more I watch it, the more I like it. This is like the fourth time I've watched it.
Nice.
And I just love it. The angst and the characters and just the over the top.
Yeah.
And just all of the allusions to puberty and menstruation. And I just keep getting more and more from it every time I watch it.
It's a great rewatch one.
Yeah, it is. It's great.
It's good for like a low budget, like cult film too.
Yeah, for sure.
What about you, Quincy?
I don't know. Here's the thing with werewolf movies. I've never really been like greatly impressed by them. Like, not that any of these movies are particularly bad. They just, I leave them and I'm just kind of like, eh, it's all right. But I guess I'd have to go with American Werewolf in Paris, just in terms of how batshit crazy and off the wall it is. And it is rather enjoyable from that standpoint.
Nice. So. I am also going to go with American Werewolf in Paris. I love Tom Everett Scott, as I mentioned, and I feel it's a good blend of horror as well as, you know, werewolf supernatural stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it adds a lot of interesting elements to it, too, which, you know, I mentioned with the whole, like, you know, the undead stuff and the werewolves. I'm not a huge fan of the way they look, but I just overall like the storyline to this.
Yeah.
Ginger Snaps is a fucking fantastic movie. Mm-hmm. So it's like a pretty big tie between Ginger Snaps and American Werewolf in Paris.
That's definitely my second.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Curse was okay.
It was okay.
Yeah.
Short.
It was.
Thankfully.
Thankfully. Well, Christina Ricci. Like,
well, I mean,
she's the only thing.
Oh, know. We forgot to mention her little dream bite neck thing, too.
Yeah.
Well.
I don't really care for fake out dream sequences in movies. Kind of just slows everything down.
It really does. Well, Madison, where can everybody follow you and keep track of all the great stuff you're doing?
You can follow me on Instagram at MadisonCanCan, and I use that for my Facebook as well, so you can keep track of all the stuff I do.
Yeah, and all the great events that you have coming up as well.
Yes, and that too. Yes. I also have a website, madisoncancan.com, so you can check out what events are coming up. I always keep that up to date, and I'm posting new pictures all the time.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Having us talk werewolf movies.
Yeah. Can we all just howl to end this episode? I was thinking about that the whole time.
You want to howl?
I want to howl for the werewolf movies. Is that so weird?
Let's do it.
But like, not too close.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, we got to do our promo stuff, and then should we howl at the very, very end?
Yeah.
All right. Fuck it. Why not? Let's do
it. It's Halloween.
It is Halloween.
Woo! Okay.
Okay. So you guys can follow us, of course, on Facebook at facebook.com/trustyournerds, on Twitter at trustyournerds. And if you have a recommendation for a movie or a theme, send us an email, trustyourmovienerds@gmail.com. Also, this month, if you leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, take a screenshot and tag us either on Facebook or Twitter, you guys will get some of our digital copies for their 31 top Halloween movies to watch this month, as well as some other ones that aren't on there. Here's how I'm going to up the ante. Yeah, because that's still a saying. It's still relevant. It's still a relevant saying. I'm also going to throw in digital copy of X-Men Apocalypse, new movie that came out. It's a very popular film. People like it. It's not a Halloween movie, but it's a good movie to have. So do that. We're going to do a drawing at the end of the month. We've already had a few come in, so totally win that. It's got some great, we've got some really good Halloween movies on that digital copy list, so be sure to do that. And we are going to howl. We're going to howl at them. Should we do it at the same time? I don't know. You're the mastermind behind this.
Yes.
What are we doing?
We're going to go 1, 2, 3, and then we're all going to howl, but not too close.
Okay. I don't know. I'm going to sound like a dipshit. I don't howl.
Well, now you do. Are we ready?
Yes.
1, 2, 3.
Oh! Okay, my neighbors think that there's wolf sex happening. I've been your host, Christopher James.
I'm Quincy Staker.
Good night, everybody.